It's time for the Douglas County Real Estate Update from Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This week, broker Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes is on. Every Friday, we take a look at the world of real estate locally and other things impacting it. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be with you. Can you hear me okay?
We do. You sound good. We've got a lot of information, I'm sure, to go over because it's been a busy week. Where do you want to start?
Well, I actually want to talk about just a few different things about data here in Douglas County, specifically the amount of properties that are being sold, how we compare to the last 2 years, kind of the current status of where property values are. You know, we're almost going to be 2 years here this next early spring into when mortgage rates really changed dramatically. So I just want to reflect on that a little bit, kind of see what our potential forecasts might be for this next year and where we've come from. And then also talk a little bit about the inflation data that came out this last week.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay, well, the inflation data came out from the government, and basically it seems to be that inflation has not gone up and it has not gone down. It stayed stable, which was better than most expert opinions were projecting. The market, in many people's opinion, the market was quite positive after that report. Good inflation data, meaning inflation is decreasing or it's not increasing, is helpful for mortgage rates. So consequently, mortgage rates decreased quite a bit, actually. This last month, as you remember, when we were talking on this program, there was a point where mortgage rates were definitely over 8%. Now we're back down in like a 7.5 range, 7.25, depending on your credit profile. And so that is some helpful relief a little bit for buyers who are locking in their mortgage rates right now and actively shopping for a home. However, we shall see if that inflation data stays positive. There's a lot of people who think that's, you know, headed in a good direction, but there are some folks as well who, some experts who think that this is more of a bottoming out effect with the inflation data and that there's more, you know, underlying factors in the economy that are going to rear their ugly head, so to speak, later this winter, early this next spring, and inflation may come back roaring. So we shall see. It's really hard to predict what's going to happen. We just have a little bit of a reprieve right now, but it may not last through the winter.
And it seems like some folks think that some of this is going to be tied into just how well the Christmas season does for retailers.
Yes, and in fact, I think that touches on a good point, Kyle, about two different philosophies of inflation, what it is, where it comes from, and also metrics of how you measure an economy and a healthy economy. The media overall, and a lot of your talking heads who talk about the economy, talk about consumer spending, they measure a lot of inflation data and the productivity, per se, of America by the amount of money that the American consumer is spending. That is certainly part of the picture, but it is not the full picture. A good picture of the health of an economy comes from the production numbers. Are we producing things as a nation? And those numbers, unfortunately, are not very good. They're greatly reduced. And also, just measuring the amount of money that people are spending, it can be misleading because they might be buying the same things, not necessarily more quantity, but it's just cost so much more with inflation. And so just looking at how much consumers are spending is not a thorough metric to go off of. You got to look at the bigger picture. So for the Christmas season and, you know, the holidays here, people obviously spend a lot of money usually around the holidays. And even if we see that number tick up, it may not be reflective necessarily that people are buying more stuff. And maybe that things are just costing more.
So what else do we need to look at and focus on this morning?
Well, I want to talk about property values. So year to date, you know, we're halfway through November here. We're almost done with 2023. When we compare the same time of 2022, so January through mid-November of 2022 to this year, the total volume of residential properties that have been sold in Douglas County has decreased by about 18%. So we were around 1,400 last year, this time of year. And this year right now through November, we're right around 1,100 or so. So the total volume of properties that have been sold is down. And that number may continue to slightly decrease if we, you know, the big, it basically washed out all of the cheap purchases that were happening with low mortgage rates as they were adjusting this last year. You know, in 2021, we had the most amount of properties we've had sold in a long time. I think we were well over like 1,800. Yep, 1,800 in 2020 as well, 1,800 properties that were sold in Douglas County. Now we're down to like, you know, we're hoping we reach 1,200, maybe 1,250 this year. So we're down volume-wise. Now, what's interesting is that 2020 and 2021, even though those were big volume years, their prices were still 25% lower than we are right now. So we've got this unique factor going on where prices this year so far have come down slightly, you know, 3 to 2% just year over year. But compared to just a short 2-3 years ago, we're still up, you know, 20-30%. And so that's something for buyers and sellers to keep in mind when they're considering, you know, the purchase or the sale process, is that there are pros and cons to where we're at. And from a buyer perspective, you've got to be really strategic. And from a seller perspective, even though there's, you know, you're not selling your house near as fast, it's taking about 20 days longer to sell your home this year than it took last year, 20 additional days, from 30 days to now we're at 50 days on average. As a seller, though, you're still getting a pretty decent price, pretty fair compared to where it was, because prices have not dropped significantly. They're only 2 to 3%. They may end up being around 3 to 5% at the end of the year. We'll see.
And I would presume that really ties to the fact that we've still got quite a housing shortage in the area.
Yes, we do. Yep, we are still in that 3 to just over 4 month inventory level. We're a long way from the halfway mark of 6 months plus. And so there's still a housing shortage. And for anybody who's, you know, even considering buying a home or renting for that matter, they know exactly what we're talking about the shortage. There's just not that much supply. And for what you do get, it is relatively expensive.
Now, with the interest rates coming down, has that helped more people come out into the market because it lowers their monthly payment?
It's not a huge change. You know, Kyle, we're talking about a half a percent. And so for most people, that's not enough to move the needle. But for your current buyer who, you know, was being quoted maybe 8.25%, now they're more in the 7.5% range, who was actively looking for a home and then locked in a lower rate, yeah, that will make a difference on a monthly basis. But for someone, you know, who was considering 2 months ago and then now, it's not a huge difference because we're still in the mid sevens of where we've been for a couple months now. So it's not enough to make a big deal unless you're maybe right now and you're able to lock in a lower rate, maybe even buy down your rate right now and get it locked in. It's not a huge change.
Couple minutes left. What else do you want to cover?
Okay, for buyers, just want to encourage buyers. Here's a buyer tip. I know that there's the increased pressure of, you know, living expenses and even the rising cost of debt. I want to encourage people, you know, whether you're renting or trying to buy a home right now, keep on top of your payments. Don't skip your payments. I've talked to many, many people recently who are, you know, they're kind of ready to throw in the towel, so to speak, or they've started skipping mortgage payments. Don't do that. That is going to be a slippery slope. It's going to be really hard to climb out of. Stay on top of your payments. You know, get a plan together to start snowballing, paying off that debt if you can. Just tack the little debts first, move your way up. From the seller side, just want to encourage you that prices have not come down significantly, but there are some things that have changed that you can expect, such as it's going to take longer to sell your home. You're probably not going to sell definitely above, maybe not even at your list price. You might have to drop it some. You should expect to do some repairs, and you should also expect to make some contributions toward a buyer's closing cost to help them afford these higher mortgage rates.
All right, Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes. How do folks contact your company?
They can look us up online at theoregonlife.com. They can also give our office a call at 541-391-4945. And we are also located downtown Roseburg on Jackson Street. That's 603 Jackson Street.
All right, Aaron, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Cal. Appreciate it. You take care.